Good morning, sunshine, and welcome back to another episode of Shine Buzz Daily, where it's all about raising your vibration, taking inspired action, and moving forward to create the life that you want after a toxic relationship. Today, we're going to talk about getting out of our comfort zone in order to speed up our recovery and our evolution into the next level of our lives. So as we are waiting for chat to pop up here. Let me see. I just want to make sure I'm live before I start talking about the content. I will let you know that if you have been here before, you already know this, but if you're new here, you'll want to know that for the first 15 minutes or so of this session, I will be sharing some content with you. Then we're going to read the cards, and then I'm going to jump into the chat and talk with y'all for a little while and hang out. So let's just jump right into it and get going. Here we go. I want to make sure people can hear me really quick. I think we might be okay. Let me check. Looks like I'm frozen on YouTube. I hate when this happens. Okay, we are on the right track now, I think. Yes. Okay. Hello, everybody. All right. Hey, Brian. All right, we're going to jump in. So I always like to start with a story because I think it helps everyone to relate. And this story is going to be really brief. What it comes down to is in the months before I left my ex-husband, I became acutely aware that I needed to do it. All the signs were there. Everything that, you know, everything that was happening was, it was clear to me. It wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't the type of life that I wanted. It wasn't what I was really into, but something was keeping me stuck and I didn't know exactly what it was. In hindsight, now I recognize it was that feeling of being comfortable. So I know you're like, wait a minute. You were with a toxic narcissist and you're telling me that you were comfortable? Yeah. Yeah, it was true. I was quite comfortable because I had been with him for a long time. I had grown accustomed to living with him. There was a period of time in which I started, you know, when we met, I had just gotten out of college. I was still in that stage where, you know, I had, I was just a little more relaxed in general. And so when I met him, I was still in that relaxed stage and I didn't really feel like I was going to be able to move forward with someone else or by myself. I just felt like it was comfortable to be there. And even though I found myself writing pages and pages in my journal about how miserable I was in that relationship, this other part of me thought I was comfortable. This big part of me felt like there was this benefit to staying with the wolf I knew as opposed to jumping out into the one I didn't. Does that make any sense? So as opposed to being a single mom, all of a sudden, I didn't want to have to, yeah. And if we're being honest, I didn't want to have that conversation that we have when we tell them, you know what, it's over, I'm leaving. Because that conversation is really uncomfortable, if we're being honest. And I didn't want to have to start my life all over again. That was uncomfortable. I didn't want to have to move. I didn't want to have to get a full-time job or I'd have to put my kid in daycare because at the time I had a really great job working part-time. They didn't pay me much, but for this company, they let me bring my son to work with me. So I didn't have to worry about daycare, but unfortunately I couldn't support us on that money. And leaving would mean I'd have to start all over again and become really uncomfortable. So I got to be honest, getting out of my comfort zone, no easy task. But it was necessary, especially if I was ever going to be happy. So today I'm going to share with you 10 strategies that you can use to get out of your comfort zone and get past the part where you're just staying stuck, to get past the part where you're feeling like this is enough, to get past the part where you're thinking to yourself, is this all there is? Because sometimes change and personal evolution, it requires, I mean, I want to say all the time, it requires you to get a little bit uncomfortable. You with me? All right. We all know that as humans, we love to be comfortable. It's one of our strongest urges. And when we have experienced toxic relationships with narcissists, feeling comfortable seems quite preferable to discomfort, right? Even when discomfort can be exactly what we need to grow and progress and move forward and evolve in our lives. And the unfortunate part is that if we are honest with ourselves, the desire to be comfortable and to stay that way, it's sort of a prison, right? It is very difficult to go forward, to grow forward, to move forward in your life, to change anything if your primary goal is comfort. That's tough, right? I know. Escaping your comfort zone is is not just important, but necessary if you really want to have a better life, a more exciting or more fulfilling life, or just a healthier life, right? Just think about this. I mean, like when you go on a diet, nobody wants to go on a diet. It's more comfortable to eat whatever you want. But when you do that, you create a healthier body for yourself, maybe as long as you're dieting healthy. Or if you decide that you want to remodel your house and you're going to do the work yourself, or even if you're not, there's going to be a period of discomfort when things are changing in the house and everything's messy and crazy. Even if you're not the one doing the work, you're still going to be a little uncomfortable, right? Things to think about. Anyway, so here are the strategies that you can use to move beyond your comfort zone and create a more meaningful, happier, fulfilling life. The first one, grab a pen and paper, make a list. You know, I love my lists, but take a few minutes and make a list of all the things that make you feel uncomfortable. So think about what it is that makes you personally uncomfortable. Is it crowds? Gotta be honest, crowds is a thing for me. Is it like playing your guitar in front of other people or singing in front of other people? Or is it like, you know, have you ever written a short story and put it online? Have you ever, you know, do parties make you uncomfortable? Does dating make you uncomfortable? The idea of it, maybe. Does speaking to new people make you uncomfortable? Whatever it is, take some time, write down a whole list of anything that you can think of that makes you uncomfortable. Okay. Number two, learn to soothe yourself. This is a tough one, self-soothing. Some people are just naturally better at this than other people. And some people, well, anybody can really learn how to do it and strengthen their ability toward it if they choose to. So one really simple but effective way of doing this is to start by focusing on the part of your body where you feel the most discomfort, right? So for me, if I'm stressing about, you know, some new thing I have to do, I don't want to do, or like leaving a narcissist or whatever, I'm probably going to feel it in my chest, maybe my stomach, that area. So, and for most people, it is the head, chest, or stomach area that it kind of hits. So take a minute and put your full discomfort on that area of your body and feel it. Let the discomfort be there. Feel it for a minute. Then breathe fully and relax that part of your body. You might even imagine sort of a tube coming out of that area that allows it to be released, that discomfort feeling, like oil coming out of a well, you know, just and so again, that could be a silly visual, but I think sometimes silly visuals are great ways to create pattern interrupts in yourself. And so that you can stop whatever that negativity is and replace it with something more effective, right? You can practice this all day long and, you know, and use it often. So if you're sitting in traffic and you're finding yourself feeling annoyed, bust out that technique. If you're feeling nervous about a test or a meeting or next something you have to do, use that technique. It works. Number three, go to the places that make you uncomfortable. Yeah, I said it. Go through the list and find the list that you made at number one, find the things that are places, like maybe you feel uncomfortable when you go to concerts or you feel uncomfortable when you go to the bank or whatever it is. Maybe the mall is one of them. Do they have malls where you live? They used to have malls where I live. Now there's still one around, but not very many. But let's use the mall as an example. Go to the mall, sit at the mall on a bench or maybe in the food court and look around and take a few minutes to really think how you feel right then. How uncomfortable are you in the mall? Rate your discomfort from 1 to 10, 10 being I'm miserable, 1 being I'm cool, it's good, somewhere in between there, right? And if you use that soothing technique that I just shared with you in the mall, and then you rate your anxiety again, you might find yourself feeling a little better. Well, then once you've done that there, you know, maybe you've been in the food court, move to a bench or move to a store or move somewhere else and do the same thing again. It's about sort of exposure therapy, but self-help stuff. Number four, go down the list again and find the things that make you feel uncomfortable. So, and pick some of them off the list. And so let's say like me, crowds freak you out. And let's say maybe you don't always like to go to concerts because of the crowds. So, or maybe you feel like, you know, going to the park and playing tennis in front of other people is freaking stressful. Or, you hate parties. All of those things are places that you can practice the technique that we talked about, as well as, you know, sort of overcoming your stress levels, overcoming your discomfort slowly but surely, right? Number five, and this one's going to be a really good one for my introvert friends up in here. Read things that make you uncomfortable, right? So if you are somebody who is, let's say, a diehard liberal, then maybe you want to read a book by your least favorite conservative pundit. Or if you're all about civil rights, well, maybe you want to read a book by some backwoods person who's against civil rights. And if you do that, don't buy it, because I don't want to support those people. Just get it at the library or, you know, read it online. But another thing, if you're scared of death, maybe you read a book by someone who's in the process of going that way due to a terminal disease, or you read a book about life after death or something like that. It's about almost intentionally making yourself uncomfortable so that you can then soothe yourself and move forward through that part. So use that soothing technique whenever you feel uncomfortable, and then make sure you read the whole book. Because again, this is something you can do at home, something you can do anywhere, and something that can, in fact, change your life in some big ways. Okay, next thing you want to do is number six. And don't worry, I've got about 10 of these total, and then we'll jump into the chat. Number six, you want to watch some TV shows or movies or even some news that makes you feel uncomfortable. I know some people, you know, don't like movies about like corrupt politicians or bad police officers. And some people don't like movies that have, you know, nude scenes, or they don't like rom-coms. You know, maybe you're not a political talk show person, or you don't like those, debate shows, or you don't like Shark Tank, whatever. Find something on television or in the movies that makes you feel, I feel like I've got something in my eye, that makes you feel uncomfortable. And then, you know, practice calming yourself down. This is another thing that introverts can do really, really easily. Number seven, create an alter ego. This is a fun one, right? You have a work personality, most likely, and you probably have a home personality and an out with the guys, a girl's personality, right? Well, all of us have certain facets of ourselves. I don't want to say multiple personalities, but we all have certain facets of ourselves that allow us to sort of deal with different parts of our lives. So if you will take a moment and sort of think about how you feel when you are uncomfortable, when you're experiencing discomfort, create an alter ego specifically for that purpose. Now, I'm trying to think, I know Beyonce has one of these, and Sasha Fierce, I think she calls her. And because Beyonce apparently is a secret introvert, doesn't like to perform on stage, but Sasha Fierce comes out and she is fierce, y'all. So there's an example. There are a lot of different celebrities who have talked about their little alter egos, but I think Beyonce might be the best known by now. But anyway, that's something that you can do. Create your own version of Sasha Fierce, right? Or number eight, allow yourself to be physically uncomfortable. This is a tough one, but allow yourself to be a little bit too hot or a little bit too cold, or stay up too late. Deal with the physical discomfort. You know, I know the cold part can actually help you with your polyvagal tone or your vagus nerve tone, which can actually make you feel safer and better, but that's another story. But being tired, for example, I know when I'm super tired, my legs hurt and they feel like they need to stretch all the time. And I think that might be restless leg syndrome. I don't know, but when I go to bed, I'm fine. So yeah, but anyway, deal with the discomfort, just feel what it feels like and be aware of it. Because again, it's about, and then do the self-soothing techniques, and for goodness sake, go to bed. Don't stay up too late. But anyway, number nine, books. Read books that inspire you. So one way that you can just absolutely get through that discomfort like nothing is find a book by someone who, whether it's the author or it's the topic, just read a book that makes you feel inspired and motivated to go forward in whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. You know, it could be a short-lived feeling even, but that's okay, because even one tiny step towards success or one little bit of success can sort of start to convince your brain that there's no reason to stick to what you're doing, and that it's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to move forward, you know, and if the book inspires you and soothes you, you know, there are, it gives you so much, I want to say motivation, but that's not the word I'm looking for. So much inspiration, whatever, to go forward. It feels better. You feel better. Everything works better. I'm hoping my microphone is still good. Okay. The other day I had my microphone pinned wrong on my shirt. And every time I would look down, I think it would be, you couldn't hear me. And that was bad. Number 10, last one, plan an adventure. So this can be really fun or it can be really stressful depending on who you are and where your head is here. See, personally, I'm sort of like 52% extrovert and 48% introvert or something like that. So I think that's called ambivert. And I was actually thinking about doing a video about introverts and how we can do, you know, be more social, be more outgoing and stuff like that as introverts, because I think every survivor has some part of introvert in them. And I noticed we have a lot of INFJs in our community. So if you're interested in introvert videos, put say introvert in the chat or in the description or in the comments if you're watching later. But anyway, plan an adventure. So do something big that makes you uncomfortable, you know, and something that interests you. So because the thing is that the interest you feel about that thing could help you move past the discomfort. For example, I've never left the United States. And I've often thought about, you know, going to Europe and seeing where my people came from and going to some of the, you know, I have a lot, I have a very European makeup, but I also have almost half Jewish. And so I definitely want to go see some of that stuff. And that would definitely make me uncomfortable, but I want to see what my people went through and where some of them came from. So that's something I have great interest in this. I've gone into like one of the parts of my family is the Cecil family from England. And there's a house still standing where my 10th great grandfather was born. And it almost looks like a castle. And I've done the virtual tour online, and I would just love to go stand in there and feel what it feels like to be there. But I don't like to fly, especially not over oceans, but I still might do it. So, you know, that's an example from my own life anyway, because the interest that you have in that stuff can help you move past the discomfort, whatever that is. So look, what it comes down to is if you're always comfortable, you're most definitely not getting the most out of your life, and you're guaranteed to be staying stuck where you are, or at least in some version of that. And I think for us, comfort is something that we don't even really recognize as comfort. It's the feeling of just being like, this is what we're used to. Right. But it's almost like our enemy when we're in recovery, because if we can be uncomfortable for a minute, we can progress and we can move forward. We can be free. We can find that adventure that we need to feel something new to evolve to the next level in our lives. And I think learning to deal with being uncomfortable and turning the uncomfortable into something we're okay with and we're comfortable with, it allows us to not just escape our sort of comfort zone, but also to grow forward and have a life where we don't regret anything, right? It's pretty amazing. So the question of the day for you then, my friends, is what have you done that made you feel uncomfortable, but that turned out to be a really good thing for you? Tell me in the chat, tell me in the comments below. Let's talk about it. And now we are going to read the cards. So let me just pull up my stream here. Hello, everybody. Oh, we have a new member, Rebecca. Oh, Rebecca, thank you. I hope you're doing well, my friend. I hope she's doing well. Okay. Hey, everybody. Okay. Hey, Malta. All right. I'm going to really quickly do our cards, and then I'm going to jump in the chat and talk to all you beautiful people for a little while. We'll see what we can do here. Okay. So as always, thank you, E-Rock. I've been so thinking about you. I hope you're well. Okay. Here we go. First, we're going to start with our dialectical behavior therapy skills deck. Yep. I said it right. And this is now linked in the description below. And I just want to be fully transparent. It is an Amazon affiliate link. So if you do click through and you purchase it, I get a few cents. just so you know, but please don't purchase it because I'm sharing literally every single card with you. And today we are on number 43, and this is your homework for today. And I think it's pretty perfect for us. It is an interpersonal effectiveness skill. All right. Thank you, Maura. And it says, exercise your legitimate rights. Remember, you have value as a person. You have a right to put yourself first sometimes. You hear me? You have a right to feel your emotions. This is so perfect for us, isn't it? And you have a right to your opinions. And you have a right to ask for help when needed. So start exercising your legitimate rights today. Are you with me on this? I think that's an amazing card. Yes. Okay. And our other little bit of homework today is our Super Attractor deck by Gabrielle Bernstein. Again, linked in the description. Don't bother to buy it because I'm sharing literally every card with you over the course of our show here. In fact, we're about 11 cards away from, nope, 9 cards away from moving to a new, 2 new decks, which I have already purchased and I'm super excited about because they also include journal prompts. I'm so psyched. Okay, we're going to move on. So our card today, it's a beautiful card. Let's pretend those are all of our hands around there. And it says, this is your affirmation for today. So write this down. I let an inner sense of quiet multiply each day as I strengthen my faith in the love of the universe. And again, you can replace universe with God if universe doesn't work for you. I let an inner sense of quiet multiply each day as I strengthen my faith in the love of the universe. Okay. All right. Let us jump right into the chat and see how everybody is doing. Everybody. Let's see here. So we have Chilling with Byron in the house. Hello, sir. I'm sorry that I called you Brian earlier. Cheryl, Mary, Grace. Hello. Thank you. Tina. Hello. Thank you. We can hear me. Good. Thank you, Cheryl. Morning, Miss Maura, representing the Mod Squad. And I do believe I also saw Malta in here and somebody else, and I'll get to all of you awesome people. Hi, Lisa. Hey, girl. Hey. I'm so glad you're here. She said, hi, Angie. I love watching your videos and live streams. You are a huge help and a blessing. Thank you. Mary says this is her first live stream. Welcome, Mary. I'm so happy to have you. Welcome to the group. Welcome to our little family. Chrissy. Hello, Chrissy. Welcome back, my friend. She says, hello, fellow people with shine. I love that. And I'm totally digging all the sparkles. That's awesome. Stacy Style in the house. Welcome back, Stacy. And Goonies Girl. That's fun. She says, I like the name, by the way. She says, this topic is 100% on point for me. Right on. I'm so glad. Thank you. Stacy says, hi, Chrissy. What's for tea says, wow, it was a prison in more ways than one, right? Right? I know. Good morning, Magenta. I'm so glad you're back. Welcome back, my friend. Tintin A, cool name. Thank you for being here. Says, hi, Angie. Thank you. This motivation is so needed because I'm feeling so stuck. I don't like where I am, but I'm feeling so lost with no motivation as to how to move on with 2 kids. I can relate. It's hard. It's hard. And it's especially hard when you have kids. It's even hard when you don't have kids. But when you have kids, it's not just you that you have to worry about. You have, you know, 3-bedroom places are way more expensive than 1-bedroom places. You know, I get it. But I'll tell you something, Tintin, start with just trying to be uncomfortable and let yourself do it a little bit at a time and start to move in that direction and start really thinking about the things you need to plan out ahead of time to do this. In fact, if you go to queenbeing.com/plan, P-L-A-N, there's lots of free tools there for you, including some free downloads, a workbook and a checklist and a couple other things that will really help you to prepare yourself mentally and otherwise to get out of that house. All right. Something to think about. Lambo. Oh, it looks like my video is going real slow. I hope you guys can still hear me. Okay. Let's see here. Lambo Calrissian says, I'm great at self-soothing. That's good. That's awesome. That's good. Chrissy says hi to Stacy. Joe said the breath helped. Yes, indeed, my friend. Hi, Joe. Welcome back. Ms. Fantastic, still loving the name, says you're in the right place, Tintin. Trust the process and you will be okay. Yes, indeed, my friend. Bonnie, also representing the Mod Squad. What's up, girl? Welcome back. She says silly visuals are the way to go. Yes, yes. Let's see here. Thank you, Lambo, for asking people to like. I appreciate you. Let's see here. Bonnie says, best pattern interrupts like ouchie bracelets and narc fly swatters from yesterday. Hey, whatever it takes, honey, whatever it takes. Gazelle says, feeling very lost today. I'm so sorry, honey. Stick with us. Let's try to get you through this, okay? E-Rock, I'm so glad. How are you doing? Are you still on the path? Is everything good for you? I've missed you the last few times we talked. Emily, welcome. Welcome back. Good morning. Let's see here. Chrissy says, after my narcissist abusive husband, I was isolated for five years. It was so weird going out in public. I almost had PTSD going into public when I went no contact 3 months ago. I have been going out every day. That's amazing, Chrissy. And it is hard. It is. I know. And sometimes you just think, is everybody staring at me? It happens to me all the time. But I've learned to not, you know, not be so uncomfortable with that. In fact, some people will tell you this is impossible, but I really think that I tipped over to the, 52% to the extrovert side because of my recovery. When I became more confident in myself, I became more likely to talk out loud and more likely to share myself with people. If any of you have ever seen the first video where I showed my face on camera, I was like, I'm showing face on camera because you guys want me to do that. But you know, it was really bad, but I still did it. And I'm so glad that I did because now it's really helped a lot of people. So anywho, all right. Do you guys have your coffee today? Coffee. Okay. Let's see here. E-Rock says, I got the wind knocked out of me this morning. Oh my goodness. I'm trying to center. He says, glad to be here. I'm glad you're here too. And I'm hoping you're okay. What happened this morning? Did you fall? Did you physically get the wind knocked out of you or was something else? E-Rock says to Chrissy, I can relate to the PTSD panic of going outside. The narcissist got supply from an innocent flying monkey. I could tell he was a visitor to the building and thought he was helping a nice old lady. And she saw me and it was like the perfect opportunity for her. I got bombed with that. Oh, also I saw her looking into my mailbox. Hey, looking in your mailbox is a federal offense. So you might want to mention that to her if you do talk to her. But I know that she's a real pain for you. For those of you who don't know, E-Rock's struggling with a very toxic neighbor who has done horrible things to him. So Morris says, I can't bring myself to watch that Netflix series about the little boy who was severely abused and killed. But is that something that would fall into this? Yes. Yes. I've been struggling. There's another series, and I don't know if it's Hulu or Netflix, but where the little woman was kidnapped and put into a small room and horrible things happened to her. And then she ended up having the kidnapper's baby and raising him in the room until he was five or something. And I want to watch it, but I can't. I feel really scared about it too. So I totally get it. So more, let's commit to do that. Let's watch that stuff and not, and push through our discomfort maybe. Chrissy says, I'm free as mm-mm. She said, I rarely went anywhere. And if I did, he was so controlling. He'd call me and FaceTime me and I'd have to deal with his narc attacks when I came home. Yep. Been there. Yep. E-Rock says, oh yeah, I already got that part. Magenta says, yes, Magenta. So listen, my ceiling fell the other day and yes, it was due to it wasn't the whole ceiling. It was a little bit of the ceiling in my studio. And it was due to a plumbing issue in the upstairs part. So there was a hot water line leaking and nobody knew it until the ceiling fell. So, but it's okay now. We have repairs happening and plumbers coming and the whole thing is being handled. So it's all good. No worries. And I was not physically hurt at all. And I'm so sorry. I did say it in the next video, but I know not everybody's here every day. So yeah. All right. Yes, I'm okay. Don't worry. Bonnie. E-Rock says, just sharing, I prefer not to go the route of powerlessness and reactivity and use this as some opportunity to center. I feel so crazy. Hey, I feel you. I do. But you know what? Remember, she doesn't have power over you. You have to remember that her insanity is nothing to do with you. She's just that way. It's not your problem. So try to remember that you're the one with the power here. Don't give her your power by openly reacting to her. Do you see what I mean? And if you did already, that's okay. Let it go. But start moving forward. And listen, if you see her anywhere near your mailbox again, don't you be scared to call the police. That is a federal offense. It is. Think about it. And I know those police know that woman, but they should at least, I don't know what happens if somebody tampers with mail. I don't know if they go to prison or any, if anybody here knows, I don't know if Jillian's here, she would know. But whatever it is, at least they would give her a ticket, I would think, or something, some sort of reprimand. She can't legally do that. Yeah. Erexa, I don't know. Oh yeah. Thank you. Okay. Stacy's with me on that. Yes. Okay. Kaden says, I've been reading more books by trans people and it's so powerful. Read words from others with shared experience to read words with yes, from others with shared experiences, especially since I'm in an area without community. First of all, I'm so sorry that you're in that area, but I totally think it's awesome that you're reading those books. And I do think, Kaden, you might want to think about maybe getting into some of those, you know, like maybe Facebook support groups or things like that. Just be really careful, you know, if you do, and make sure that the group is legit and not some horrible thing. But I'll tell you something, you might be surprised where you'll find community sometimes. Sometimes I've been very shocked at the level of acceptance that I'm finding in a very tiny town with not myself, but with, I mean, I guess with myself, but with one of my kids who's going through a similar, not exactly that, but a similar thing. All right, let's see here. Maura says, I'm ambivert too. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me, actually. Yeah, it sure does. Good morning, Malta. I'm so happy to have you. Thank you for being back. Malta says, you look great in blue. Well, thank you. I appreciate you, my friend. All right. And I'm always happy to see Malta. We just talked about you the other day and how amazing you were. What's for tea is also an ambivert. I can dig that. Yep, yep. Let's see. Lisa says, it sounds odd, but grounding during a CPTSD flashback. It helps me. I actually lie on the floor if I'm safe to do so, and I focus on drawing energy from the earth. Hey, I think that's great, Lisa. If that works for you, that's great. Especially, you know, it's a little harder in public sometimes, but it can be done in certain places. Don't lay on the bathroom floor, though. In public, that can be bad. Malta, Maura has big hugs for you. And again, welcome, Rebecca, to our little spanily friend group. E-Rock says, I have attention span issues with reading that I never had before. So far I could read a few pages at a time, short articles, or listen to books on audio. Yeah, I actually experienced a lack of attention focus as well as a result of what I went through. And I'm doing a little better now. I do find it hard to sometimes sit down and read a whole book. I used to read 100 pages a day. Now I think part of it is my work that keeps me kind of busy, but I have a whole big stack of books I want to read. So we'll see. Yep. Mo Cowboy says hermit. I mean, introvert. Yep, I get you. Stephanie says, after years of having every creative idea of mine smacked down, it was almost debilitating to decide what to do when I was making my own choices. Discomfort for me was a paralyzing abundance of choice. Yes, I have experienced that. I know a lot of other survivors have also experienced that, especially when we're creative people. But I hope, Stephanie, that you were able to start moving in that direction where you felt a little more comfortable with making choices. I recently talked about making choices, but if you want, I can do a new session on that in the upcoming week or so, where we talk about being more decisive and being stronger at making choices for ourselves. I think I know a lot of people who become paralyzed by choice after this type of abuse. Yeah. It's a more common thing than you think. Maura says, do it. I think you mean the introvert things. And if so, I will. Chrissy says, E-Rock, it took me a few days to get over paranoia, but I realized it was all in my head. There's a quote by Bob Marley, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. And this quote helped me get over the fear. I love that. Love it. Let's see here. Maura has given me a plane emoji, which means go to Europe. We'll see. Oh, Magenta says Malta in the his house. I love that. Caden says introvert. I'm going. Okay. So introvert, we want to talk about introvert things, right on. Okay. I'm going to Pride at the end of the month. I had my hesitations as it'll be my first time in Miami, but I booked the hostel. That's amazing. I'm so happy for you, Caden. That is amazing news. You look very much like someone I know. Stephanie says, you can do it, Angie. Go for it. Right? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Mo Cowboy says, morning, little bugaroos. I always love your yeah, everyone doing okay, says Stacy. Chrissy E-Rock says, I know that song. So true. I'm in that state now, and it's very familiar. And I remember I've been looking for it and unhooked from it somehow. Well, now you know. Hi from Oz. It's Tuesday evening. Wait, what's Oz? Okay. Is that Australia? No, I don't know. I'm really bad at time zones and locations. But if it's Tuesday evening there, it's Tuesday morning here. Maybe you're talking about Australia. I have a client in Australia. Okay. And whenever I talk to her, it's like my night, like, let's say it's Wednesday night. I think it's Thursday night this week. It'll be like my Thursday night, her Friday morning. I always find that amusing because it feels strange that I'm talking to her like from the past almost. Time zones. Okay. Crazy. Oh, Bonnie says, hey, Mo Cowboy, we had a virtual birthday cake for Angie yesterday. I channeled you and Walter there. She surely did. E-Rock says, but it's like I would prefer not to take the route of giving into depression and fear and staying in bed for a whole day or two. Actually, I feel energized to do that. Oh, well, I don't necessarily want you to take that route, but if you need to go through if you need a couple days to do that, then do it. But ideally, I would prefer that you stick to the, you know, the good stuff. But we all sometimes, like I told you guys the other day, on Sunday, I cried all day for no good reason, but I needed to. So I did, because I was getting old and stuff. Somebody gave me a really good tip about that, though. all right. Let's see. Emily says, I've grown into an introvert. I used to be the life of the party till I realized my friends had narcissistic tendencies and I was following a pattern. Now that I'm my true self, none of those people are in my life anymore. Some I knew for 25 plus years. Ugh, right? I know what you're talking about, honey. Actually, I kind of did the same thing during a toxic relationship. I had become a little more extroverted as time went on, but then when I got into that relationship, it kind of did the same thing to me. And now, like I said, I'm kind of a combo deal. I have some extroverted and some introverted parts of myself. It's something. Let's see. Emily. Oh yeah, I got that one. E-Rock says, sometimes I feel like I have to hide that way or really just get so depressed from the situation. I get that. I do. Malta says, that sounds wonderful, Bonnie, the virtual cake. Happy belated wishes, birthday wishes. Thank you, Malta. I appreciate you, my friend. Stacy says, Magenta says, I feel the same as Emily. Stacy says, I've been pushing myself to work out every day. It's hard, but it makes you feel better and rewarding. I'm losing weight. That's awesome. And I'll tell you something, there is much, much benefit to that. The endorphin stuff, and it makes you feel physically better. Of course, you lose weight, you get healthier, but the endorphin stuff is really good for us because it helps keep our thoughts more positive in general. So that's pretty cool. Let's see here. Mo Cowboy says, "Dat darn, I missed Angie's birthday party. Happy belated birthday, Miss Angie. Thank you. Thank you." E-Rock says, happy birthday. I didn't know. No worries. No worries. Thank you. I appreciate you. yes, she did channel the two of you there. You were there in spirit. Oh, thank you, Maura. She says, happy birthday. Goodies Girl says, INFJ. Yes. Right. Introvert videos. You got it. Thank you for your support. Rebecca says, Malta. Thank you, Malta. Chrissy Lums, I'm probably saying that wrong. I'm sorry. I'm going to call you Chris, says, just discarded after 5 years and two kids. He blames me. They all blame you. Probably it's not your fault. Stick with us. We're going to help you get through it. E-Rock says, hey, to what's happy, happy birthday, Angie, says Nikki Nicole. I'm a Pisces 235. Well, happy birthday to you too, Nikki. Thanks for being here, fellow Pisces. Joe says, congrats to Stacy. Rebecca has love. Oh, love it, Rebecca. Love it, love it. And I'm loving your 1 year. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Stacy says, happy belated birthday. I didn't know it was your birthday. That was Saturday was my birthday. Good morning, Jack Lumen. Happy to have you back. E-Rock says, Angie, this time 10 years ago, I was on a magnificent trip in Israel. Amazing. I went with this group that I didn't know. I mean, we all became close friends from the experience. That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that, Iraq. Stephanie says, the best thing to do is go live. Life. It takes a while to get to that point. Put you first. I have a baby with a narcissist. It's hard. Yes, it is hard. Yes, it is hard. I also have that situation, although he is no longer a baby. let's see here. E-Rock says, thanks for that. Thanks for that memory for what you said, because sometimes it's hard to remember I've done things like that. Good. Maybe you should write about that in your journal. E-Rock, do you journal? That would be a good way to kind of remember the good stuff. Yeah, I think. Oh, that's so good. Okay. Emily says to Magenta, it's weird, but I finally feel free. Right? I get it. Loving your stars and your smiles, Joe Sauter. Thank you. Oop, darn it. There it went. Always happens. Yeah, every time I'm here, at some point the chat pops down on me and I lose my spot. And so right now I'm just dealing with that. But here we go. We're getting back to it, I think. Thank you, Malza, for linking out to plan for me. Okay. Yep, here we go. Chrissy says, narcissist attacks where his temper tantrums of anything made up in his head. Oh, yes, girl. I have experienced that. She says, like panic attacks, but it was all fake and a ploy for attention so he could manipulate me and to cause issues so he could go cheat. Yeah, that's a very common tactic. And it certainly messes with your head. And it certainly is hard to kind of get it out of your head for later. You know what I mean? Like as time goes on. But simply just being aware of it and recognizing it as a common behavior, putting a label on it is a starting point, I think. Yep. Let's see here. E-Rock says, hey to what's Jack Lumen. Where was I? Malta says, hello. Okay. Yeah, a lot of INFJs in this community for sure, no doubt. E-Rock says, oh, and Caden says, I'm INFP. Yeah, I'm ENFP, but again, my E is very close to I. So, you know, we're all right there. E-Rock says, so wild how they're all the same, because even though it's a different kind of relationship that I'm referring to right now, it's the same exact ploys, completely rooted in delusion. Exactly. That in itself should show you that it's not you. You're not the problem. You know what I mean? Sorry if you heard my stomach growl. I didn't feed it yet today. let's see. Yeah, Morris says, I used to be a party girl too. And I went through my partying phase a little bit, you know, as well. But yeah. Magenta says to Emily, I feel freer usually too, but sometimes others treat me like I'm the old me and it's frustrating, like explaining myself over and over. That's a powerful statement. And I think we can all relate to that. There are some people in my life who want to still treat me like the old me, but those people are not in my inner circle. Something to think about. Chrissy says, so to heal and shine, I've been doing everything the opposite of what I'd ever done with my narcissist. I love that. She said, I try not to trigger myself right now because it's so fresh. So new habits, new people, new places, new things. I love all of that, Chrissy. I think that is so smart. Just, you know, one thing I would say is, if there is something that always comforts you, even, you know, and it's not related to the narcissist or it's something that maybe is from childhood, like you don't have to get rid of everything. You know, you can still find little bits of comfort in the little things that comforted you before. But I do love the idea of new places, new people, new things, because that takes, you know, that gives you room to grow. It gives you room to, you know, maybe you like the new things in the new places and maybe you don't, but at least you know when you tried, you know what I'm saying? And then you can try new things. I like it. I like it. All right. Let's see. Uncle Meow Meow. Hey, welcome back, my friend. Says, I've been making changes within myself initially out of spite and determination to prove to my ex-narcissist that I'm worth keeping within a relationship. Excuse me. After a hot second coming to terms, where's the rest of it? I need to let her go and go into no contact. The changes I'm making, I'm still growing strong. It's not for her anymore. It's for me and I matter. I am enough and I need to keep going. Yes, all of that is true. And that is really, it's interesting. I see this a lot when people say, well, I can't leave, but I'm going to stay in the relationship and I'm going to try to fix myself anyway. And what happens is a lot of times when people do fix themselves in the relationship, they soon realize they're really too good for that person in the first place. And I'm not trying to be weird when I say that, but think about this. That's why I never tell anyone you have to leave that person, because even though I believe that you have to leave that person most of the time, I also know that sometimes people need to stay for a minute and they need to work on themselves and recognize their value before they can leave. You know, something to think about. It took a lot of that for me as well. Yep. Rebecca, honey, you are not making a mistake. You know that I know. You are not making a mistake. You are not making a mistake. Remember what we talked about recently. None of that was your fault, and none of this is your fault, but you're not making a mistake by asking him to move out. You're doing the only thing you can do to keep yourself safe and to make it so that you don't have to go through that anymore. I'm not going to go into any details here, but you know that I know your story, and you know that you deserve better, and you deserve to be safe in your home. And, you know, as far as the nighttime stuff, get you a big pillow. It's just as effective. And maybe a cat, you know? I don't want you to be stuck in that situation anymore. It's especially bad. Okay. Sorry, had to say it. E-Rock says, I'm not no contact. How to stop seeing oneself as their target. Well, E-Rock, your situation is different. You are not no contact because you can't totally avoid this person, but you certainly can keep her on the outside of your inner circle, and you certainly don't have to give her any of your attention or energy anymore, okay? If you start seeing her as nothing and treating her as such, I'm not saying be rude. I'm saying ignore her, act like she doesn't exist. If she speaks directly to your face, say whatever polite thing you would say to some random stranger. You know, if she says hello, you can say hello if you want or not. You don't owe her a thing. And if she touches your mailbox again, call the cops. Seriously. Emily says, Magenta, that's why I left those friends. I can't be a dancing bear for those people. Yes, indeed, my friend. Now, this is some inspiration for Tintin. Chrissy says, I moved on with four kids, one of which is disabled, and you can do it too. Never look back. Yes, that's right. You can. Yes. Magenta says, Emily, I've disconnected from those people in my world too, and I'm so much calmer in my world now. I know it, girl. You're awesome. You're doing so great. Ours, welcome back, my friend. Emily says to Magenta, yes, it is. Malta says, good morning to ours, as does Emily. Mama Sweet in the house got her coffee. What's up? Maura finished hers, but she needs more. Okay. Malta loved the coffee. Magenta says, I stand firm behind those early morning coffee on porch videos. Thank you. They were so bad, but I said good stuff, I think. Trying to kind of have a hybrid version of that now, where we talk live and we have the coffee live, but we still have relatively okay audio and video. That was a big problem with those morning coffee videos. E-Rock says, hi, Angie, I missed you too. I've been in a deep depression. Honest, I'm pretty sure I had a nervous breakdown. I'm back though. I want to know very badly, but I know that nothing works. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Stick with us. Oh, nothing works anymore in terms of substances or even the behaviors. I don't know what to do. I just feel like I'm part of no man's land and I've been dropped on planet Earth or something. Hey, you know what I think? You should watch that video I did yesterday, just the first 15 minutes of it, where I talk about the pink cloud, because I'm thinking you might be dealing with a pink cloud situation. And there are coping tactics in that video as well. So watch that and let me know your thoughts on it when you get a minute. No rush. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you, my friend. Lisa said, I'm glad you took a chance on us. Of course. Mary has her coffee. Yes, girl. E-Rock said, oh, I got that one already. Jack Lumen says, no coffee here, religious dietary law. If I do use caffeine, I have to be super careful or it disrupts my sleep. Okay. Have some tea, have some milk, have some water. Just join us. you can put it in a coffee cup. Okay, I'll stop. All right. But I do understand that. And I know some people are super sensitive to caffeine, and religious stuff does, for many people, make it a thing. So no pressure and no stress about that. I just play around. When I say coffee, I don't really care what y'all drink. I just like it. E-Rock says, I meant to say, oh, and you know, real quickly, Jack Lumen, I read something somebody wrote on Facebook yesterday about how even decaf coffee has caffeine and it can apparently still affect a person who's very sensitive to caffeine. So maybe not decaf for you. Probably already know that. E-Rock says, I meant to say I want to numb. Oh, there it goes. I want to numb some very badly, but nothing works. What's with my undying trust to voice to speech recognition? It never works. I know a lot of people go through that, but hey, that's okay. We figure it out. Jack says to Maura, I think I'm going to see if I can get a Richland Public Library card as a non-resident. Oh, that's great. Malta says, me too. Another cup is right on the way after this stream. Yes, me too, honey. All right. Let's see. Where was I? Magenta says, I'm so glad your house isn't haunted. Plumbing is so much easier to handle. Girl, I know, right? That was so creepy. Oh, my gosh. Shuna, welcome, says, I can understand with E-Rock about the neighbor. I have a dealer that has my other neighbor who is a blankhead bugging my, and I'm saying blank because I don't want to get demonetized by YouTube later, bugging my house since we share a roof with no divider in it since they took it down. Oh my God. Can you call the police on that one, Shuda? Because that seems really bad. I guess you'd have to prove a lot of things, but I feel like that's really dangerous for you to be in that situation. My goodness. Jack says, Maura, I don't doubt it, especially if I get a media box with the app. Okay, I think I missed part of that. It's okay. All right. Stacy says, proud of all you survivors. I'm always proud of all of y'all. I like to call y'all thrivers too. Yes, it was plumbing, Jack. It was plumbing. Yes. All right. Corn Lover. Interesting name. Hi, I haven't been in your chat for a few years. Well, welcome back. My question is, what can I do to get over the guilt of my ex-narcissist passing from him drinking himself to death? We share a 9-year-old and the grief is bad. This is a tough one. Let me just put it out there for you. First of all, you probably have some guilt because part of you feels a little bit relieved about the situation. Don't feel guilty about that, but keep it to yourself unless you have good friends you can trust with that information. Second, the grief is normal and natural, and you're going to need to grieve that person because of the fact that you share a child together. And because of the fact that he was your norm for so many years, drinking oneself to death is dangerous and of course, horrible to watch. Mourn him in the way that feels comfortable to you. Give yourself an end date on the mourning. Let your child cry. Cry with your child if necessary. Let your child know that whatever he or she thinks is okay and validate them. Just be there for your kid, be there for yourself. Let yourself have time to grieve. Don't feel dumb for grieving somebody who was horrible to you. Just recognize that was your normal. That was something you went through, and now you have to move forward without that person. And I'm sorry for your loss. I know that even when we secretly want to run away, sometimes part of us still loves that person, even though that's not logical, we just do. And so I understand, and I know how painful it is to watch that happen. And I know you don't deserve to feel the pain that you're in right now, but go through it and let it happen. Don't hide your tears from your child. That's a big mistake that parents make sometimes when a co-parent dies. The children don't think they should cry because they don't see mom crying. My mother-in-law, who's now passed away, the day that her mother's funeral was, her husband was driving herself and my husband and his sister and his mother home from her mother's funeral, so my husband's grandmother's funeral, and he had a heart attack in the car and died shortly after that. So here this strong woman was with her mother just having passed away and her husband passed away on the same day as her funeral. And in her mind, she thought she shouldn't let the kids see her crying because she wanted to be there for them and let them think everything was going to be okay. And everything was okay eventually. But I think the one mistake she made was not letting them see her cry because they then didn't know that she cried. And they thought it wasn't okay to cry about someone dying. And there were some issues as a result of that. And she did a lot of things right. But I think that was one thing that she could have done a little better. And I know she had good intentions, and I know she never meant anything negative anytime she did anything. She was an amazing person. And I am so grateful that I got to spend 10 years, 15 years of my life knowing her. But yeah, that was, so I would say that. I would say, let him see you cry. Let her see you cry, him see you cry. Cry with him or her, but not too much. You know, don't make it a 10-year long thing. Put an end date on it. Maybe, I mean, this is a spouse slash father, so maybe you want to give it a month to go through the hard mourning phases. I hope this is a little helpful. I hope you're okay. I'm so sorry for your loss. E-Rock says, Tashuna, I sort of feel gang stalked, and that's the thing that happens. I cannot explain it, but somehow I feel like I'm being monitored and watched. And honestly, I hear that more often than you would believe. And I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I do think there are some of us who are actually receiving that treatment. And I'll just leave it at that. Yes, Magenta Plumbing, yes. E-Rock says, and that sounds like total paranoia and delusions. Oh, yeah, so I just brush it aside. Sometimes I pay very close attention to my surroundings, and sometimes I just get scared. I understand that completely, E-Rock, but yeah, just trying to get from point A to point B and purposely shutting down. It's okay if you need to shut down sometimes. You know, don't beat yourself up about it. And if you, you know, I know sometimes I have to talk myself out of paranoia and delusions too. Right. I don't know what I'm going to do when my kids all move out and I'm not going to, and I don't have any noise in the house. I guess I'm going to have to get some more cats. I don't know. Because when, you know, when I'm home by myself at night, sometimes I'll be like freaking out because I'm not used to that. I don't know how that feels. And it's, but when I'm home with other people, I'm totally fine. So I guess my point is, I get you. I understand. And it does take kind of talking yourself down a little bit. I don't think anybody's watching me, but I always have to have my blinds closed all the way in whatever room I'm in at night, or at least have the lights off in the room so people, because I have this paranoia issue that somebody might be watching me. But it's not a consistent issue. It's just an occasional thing that comes up. And then sometimes I get all bold and I'm like, well, I guess if you want to watch me, you can be bored because I'm boring, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. It depends on what day it is, but I get you. I feel your pain and I know how it feels. Yeah. All right. Caden says, yeah, I'm in a lot of trans groups online, but it doesn't replace genuine connection in the genuine human connection. That's right. Looking forward to meeting others during Pride. Hey, I think that's awesome. And I think that's a really positive thing, Caden. I'm really, really proud of you for going to Pride, because I know that's a step that might feel a little bit uncomfortable, but I bet you $10 when you show up there, excuse the $10 bet, that's silliness. I just say that. That you'll be okay. My sister and her future wife went there. I think last year was their first time going. And it was, I love the pictures. I didn't get to go, but it was beautiful. I'm definitely an ally. So I might go with them one time when my daughter's a little older, maybe. I think it's great. I think it seems like they had a really amazing time and there was a lot of connection happening there. So by all means, go and enjoy and be safe. Malta says, I'm happy to be here with you all. I'm always so happy to have you, my friend. Always. E-Rock says, yeah, Angie, that was the last live stream. Yep. Oh, okay. You were there for that one. Okay. Yeah, I guess it was last week. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. Okay. Topic of intuition. That was the one. Yes. Ironically, I didn't have intuition that the ceiling was going to fall in. Sorry, I'll stop. All right. Stacy says to Jack Lumen, I understand my dad is a narcissist and my mom is a narcissist and they are separated. And I have a brother who has special needs. I deal with him in short bursts so I can see and take my brother. Are you the same? Are you, you are. Oh, hey girl. Hey, I just recognized you changed your name. Okay. Hey, welcome back, Stacy. I know I've been talking to you for days now, but I just had to look really close. Cause I thought I know that story. Yep. I know you. Hey, what's up? All right. Let's see here. Bama Sweet, I found a new hobby and that's expressing myself with painting. I love that. I love to paint too. I'm not that great at it, but I'm okay at it and I love it. It's so fun. Have you guys ever done those paint and sip classes? You don't really have to bring wine. You can bring coffee or nothing, but it's a lot of fun. I had a good time doing those with Piper, my sister. Let's see here. This lady has been like his full 10 months. I've Florida. I'm sorry, Shuna. I don't know what we're talking about here. I apologize. Okay, I'm going to have to wrap up here in a minute, but listen, let's talk about this really quick. Oh yeah, the police do know her. She was peeking inside. She got enough of the heads up from the visitors in the building. Ugh. All right, hold on. I heard you, Iraq. Yeah, I'm going to have to wrap up. I'm supposed to go live with Dana later today on this channel. I don't know if she's feeling well or not. I know last week she wasn't able to do it, but we may go live at 12:30 today. And if we do, for those of you who are signed up for my text messages, I will send them out. You can text Angie Live, all one word, to 33222 if you want to join that list, or you can just hit the subscribe button and the bell notification. I don't know how many of you will actually get the bell notification when you hit it. According to my dashboard, less people get it than subscribe to it, which is why I have the backup plan with the texting Angie Live to 33222. Anywho, with all that being said, I will see you either later today or tomorrow morning at the same time, and I will talk with you very soon. As always, thanks so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and thank you for letting me be a part of yours. I really do appreciate you. Thank you. I'll see you soon.